This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I don't know what you know or don't know, because I don't know much more than you do about it, and a term called existentialism. It's a term, a philosophy of life that basically teaches that life is just what you make of it on earth. When you die, that's it. A lot of people have been raised to believe that. A lot of people come to the place in their life where that's what they do believe, that if there's anything good going to happen in my life, it's up to me. It's what I make of it. If there's anything positive going to come out of life, it's up to me. And some of you may be here today and you honestly believe that if anything positive is going to happen in your career, in your life, in your marriage, it's up to you. But that's a depressing way to live. Frank is from Syracuse, New York. He writes about being an existentialist, and he uses this term. I was a confirmed existentialist. I believed in the futility of everything about life, very pessimistic about the future and that life was just totally meaningless. But something happened to him, get this, one Christmas by being at a church. I'm amazed at what the Lord can do with Christmas. In terms of the incarnation, Jesus Christ becoming man. John 1:14 said, God became flesh and dwelt among us. That's the incarnation, God becoming flesh. I want you to listen to what Frank writes. I was a confirmed existentialist. I accepted the futility of our life, where we live. He was cynical about everything. Nothing was worth living for, absolutely nothing. But the incarnation offered me a new beginning, an opportunity to cast off the spiritual weariness that was weighing my soul down. I found in Christ the link between humankind and the divine. The story of the baby in the manger reconnected me with my Creator, intent on loving me in a very personal way. The Word becoming flesh, John 1:14, also lent permanence to my finite life. For as a believer now, the death and resurrection of Christ assures salvation in a dimension apart from my temporal and transitory existence on this earth. His reign extends beyond time and space. And he quotes a line from a Bob Dylan song. I love this. Bob Dylan wrote a song, "When you've got nothing, you've got nothing to lose. When you've got nothing, you've got nothing to lose." And he said, what an existential statement that is. He says, similarly, I've come to feel that when you've got nothing, when you believe in nothing, you can have Christ. And when you trust in him, you have everything. What a statement. Bob Dylan said, when you've got nothing to lose. That describes the average person in the United States of America in 2013. When you've got nothing to lose. And what describes you and me, hopefully, is that we've got Christ. We have everything. Folks, life is meaningless. It is. It's a chasing after the wind. It's repetitive. It's boring. It can be monotonous, as some of you have discovered. But when the one came along that said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, the one who said, I am the resurrection and the life, he that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. If those statements are true, then there is no meaning to life without him. That's what I want you to go home with today. What would I tell somebody in 2013 who says life is meaningless? I would say, you're absolutely right. What would I tell the cynic who said, there's nothing in life worth living for? Dead on. Absolutely right. Without Christ, you're absolutely right. He's the hope. He's the reason to get up in the morning. He's the reason to face life and, yes, to face death. You face life and death differently because of the one who lives in you. His name is Jesus. Let's pray to him right now.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.